From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We haven't heard a lot about it, but there is an economic crisis in Spain. The unemployment rate is a record 27%, and it's forcing people to leave the country to look for work. It's also apparently affecting the birth rate, which is falling because couples believe they can't afford to have a child. The BBC's Tom Burridge reports from Madrid.
Bruno.
María Ángeles Plaza and Jorge Martín have four cats.
They all have musicians' names. It's David Bowie, then we have Amy from Amy Winehouse.
And a dog called Bruno.
Bruno.
And at 35 and 38, they would now like children. But their financial situation means they can't.
My situation economically is pretty bad. I haven't had a proper job for 2 years. So basically, that's really holding us back because we're in a very unstable situation.
On top of the fact that Jorge is unemployed, María Ángeles could be soon working fewer hours or even lose her job.
There have been many job cuts, and in my sector too, and it would be really risky to have a baby right now. With all the payments we have each month, we'd have to find somewhere bigger to live, etc.
We are in an age where it's the proper time to do it, and we definitely feel like having children. But the problem is that given our situation, we just can't even think about it. And we consider it would be irresponsible to have any children in this situation.
In the past 4 years, the number of babies born in Spain has fallen by 13%. Spanish mums are having fewer children.
I'm a professional with a university degree, so forth. You'd probably aim to have three. I think now you probably think, well, hang on a minute, I better have two just in case.
My friends who got married like 10 years ago, they were having children without thinking that much. Nowadays they are thinking it twice because it's not that easy for the moment.
It's not that families don't want to have more children, it's that they can't. The economic crisis has meant, of course, that there are fewer jobs for the parents, less help from the government, less social security help for families. So the average number of children people are having is two, or even none at all.
In Spain, women have, on average, 1.3 children. Compare that to Holland, where the figure is 1.8. And in England and Wales, Ireland and France, the average number of children per woman is around two. At the Ruber International Hospital in Madrid, a couple look at scans and hear the heartbeat of their unborn baby. Dr. Elena Melia says women in Spain are also having children later in life.
The mean age of having the first children is going up. I mean, in year 92, it was 29 years in a Spanish woman, and now we are in 32.1. I think the main problem is the economic situation we have. We need to work the two of the couple, and that's why we're deciding to have the children a little bit later.
The Spanish government says the economy here will start growing and unemployment falling towards the end of this year. But the social consequences of Spain's crisis will be felt for much longer.
The BBC's Tom Burridge in Madrid. So the economy is driving down birth rates and driving people from Spain to look for work. But around the world, war is creating the biggest refugee crisis in 20 years. We'll take that up next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.